And you're with Annie on Community Radio 3CR on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Amy Carlton on the line from Wombat Action Group. G'day, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Annie.
Yeah. It's actually really cold, but it's probably colder up there near Dalesford and Trentham.
It is a pretty chilly morning. It's been raining for most of it.
Well, you know, you've got to love the rain. But you guys have been on out there protecting the Wombat State Forest against logging. Tell us about what's going on. It started, you put out a release on January the 30th, so tell us what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's been a really busy week out in the forest. Things have been getting really tense ever since this salvage operation started last year, and I think came to a head a little bit on Monday. We had an activist come and lock onto machinery from first thing in the morning and hold off the logging operation for the whole day, which has been a big move forward for the community out here. To date, we'd sort of had a few protests and been writing a lot of letters, but I think the general temperature out here has kicked up a little bit, and there was a full blockade on Monday.
Yeah. Well, now the thing about it is that people have the impression that native forests and that the Wombat State Forest was protected, but that's not the case.
Well, it is and it isn't. There is most definitely legislation that should be protecting the Wombat State Forest. I mean, for two reasons. For starters, the Andrews government promised to make Wombat State Forest into a national park a couple of years ago, but has absolutely dragged its feet on legislation. It should already be protected. The other thing is that wombats are really thriving greater glider hotspot, which is an animal that's been in the media a lot recently. And laws designed to protect the greater glider, which have shut down logging pretty much across the east of the state, are still being completely ignored in Wombat Forest. They're logging glider territory daily.
Is this local business doing this?
No, this is Vic Forest. So this is a government company or corporation, yep, which is tasked with harvesting state forest and selling it mostly for wood chips.
And it's under the guise of salvage logging, because there's lots of language, isn't there, around this kind of work, salvage logging.
There is. And look, I guess salvage logging is technically the right term, but the way it's presented to it is the salvage is put across to us as something to do with forest restoration, when what that actually means is salvaging any commercially viable timber from the forest. Which is questionable that you can salvage something that you didn't own in the first place, given the forest was supposed to be protected. But, yeah, the whole aim of the operation is to get the logs out that they can sell.
And also reduce bushfire risk, a furphy, right?
Absolutely. Particularly given some of the, we've had a few drone bits of footage come in recently, and you can see there are these piles of still very fresh looking wood piles of logs that they're ready to take out, which really big heavy logs on the ground pose no fire risk in a mega fire front. But all of the fine fuel load, all of the drier small branches and sticks and everything, they're all being left behind. And in the forest they're being left behind in, without the logs on the ground, without the understory, they're drying out like tinder. So it's pretty clear once you get out there and look, there's a much bigger bushfire risk after Vic Forests have been through an area.
Yeah, because it's about intact forests are less fire prone.
Absolutely. And then you also have the problem that once you log a forest and it starts to regrow, you get an incredibly high number of small trees growing up, which, it basically looks like matchsticks for the first 50-odd years before the trees start to thin out. So we're not just causing a bushfire risk for this and next season. We're going to be creating a massive fire risk probably for the next sort of 30 to 50 years.
But also there's the business about overlooking the fact that all these different types of logs that are trees, etc., things that are just around, are actually homes for a whole range of animals and birds.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one thing that really points out the difference between what you and I would see as a forest and what the so-called forestry department would see as a forest is after the salvage logging, you go in, there's literally no other plants left. There's trees standing, but there's no understory. So, you know, an enormous amount of animals that live on the ground of the forest, including the brush tasker gale, which is the most adorable little creature. That one actually requires fallen hollows in logs to survive. So we're completely removing their habitat. But also animals that would normally only live up in the trees most of the time and travel between them through the canopy, like koalas and greater gliders, they're using those logs right now as shelter from predators so that they can travel through parts of the forest that were broken up by the storm.
So, local community has stepped up and are fighting back, aren't they?
They are, very much so. I think there's been tension building ever since this logging operation started and was sold to us as this gentle, ecologically restorative process as the community started to realise what's actually happening. And we're going out and seeing moonscapes. Resistance has been building, and I think we're at the point now where it is so frustrating that laws are being tested in court in the east of Victoria and this logging practice is found to be illegal, yet it's having no impact in Wombat, and I think that's what's really pushed people over the edge to the point where they're taking direct action.
Yeah. There's going to be a rally, isn't there? Very soon, I'm just looking it up, on the steps of Parliament, 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. So that's been a huge Victorian Forest Alliance, and I think Friends of the Earth have put that together as a huge statement on the first sitting day of Parliament that logging in Victoria is a massive issue on the agenda. From every angle, it's an environmental travesty. It's an economic black hole. I mean, they declared, $52.4 million lost last year, just pulling out trees, wood chipping them and putting them carbon straight back into the atmosphere. So we're going to have a huge gathering on Tuesday and some really great speakers. Just to let Parliament know on their first day in that this really needs to be first on the agenda.
So that's next Tuesday?
That's right.
10 a.m. And everyone should be there because it's pretty outrageous stuff.
Everyone should be there. We all live on this planet.
Yeah. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Amy.
That's my pleasure, Annie. Thank you.
Yeah.